Ja, je hebt het vanmiddag misschien kunnen zien. In de zevende dag was jazz te horen en te zien. En wel heel specifieke jazz van de Antwerpse Tutu Poane. Tutu Poane brengt met haar band, met een quintet, het repertoire van Joni Mitchell, van singer-songwriter, 70s en 80s icoon Joni Mitchell. Waar heeft ze die eigenlijk leren kennen, Joni Mitchell?
Toen ik was... toen ik 18 of 17 jaar was, ik was in de University van Kaapstad gestudeerd. En my teacher said to me, do you know Joni Mitchell? En ik dacht, ah ja, Joni Mitchell. Ik ken dat woord. Ik ken hem, zeg ik. Ik ken dat woord. Want Janet Jackson heeft een nummer, een plaat, lang geleden. En daar was Q-Tip op die nummer. En Q-Tip zeggen, Joni Mitchell never lies. Joni Mitchell never lies. En ik dacht, ja, wie is die Joni Mitchell? Maar ik ken haar niet.
It's Gone, ja, die jaren 90 hit voor Janet Jackson met die sample van Joni Mitchell. De grote Joni Mitchell, ja, en als je de juiste referenties hebt, of je studeert muziek, of je studeert jazz, zoals in het geval van Tutu Poane, dan kom je heel goed te weten natuurlijk wie die Joni Mitchell is en waar die voor staat. En ja, we switchen van het Engels naar het Nederlands. Zo gaat dat trouwens ook ten huize Poane en Pierreux thuis bij hen in Antwerpen.
Ja, mijn kinderen spreekt heel goed Nederlands, voilà. Dus ik leer.
Jij bent Zuid-Afrikaanse, maar je bent getrouwd met Ewout Pierreux, je pianist.
Ja.
En jullie wonen in Antwerpen.
Ja.
Maar je spreekt vrij goed Engels, vrij goed Nederlands.
Ja, maar dat is niet goed genoeg voor mij, denk ik. Voor mij, deze jaar, 2017, dat is de jaar dat ik moet eigenlijk heel goed Nederlands spreken zonder... Wat is dat woord nog een keer? Ik moet dat echt...
Maar het gaat vrij goed, hè? En trouwens, in Zuid-Afrika spreken ze ook een soort Nederlands, hè?
Dat is Afrikaans, maar wij, de zwarte mensen, wij haat helemaal heel... Wij haat die taal.
Oké, okay, het was de taal van de blanke
Zuid-Afrikanen. Het was de taal van de oppressie,
ja,
weet je wel?
Ja.
Which was stupid, because we had a chance to learn it in school, and if I had really learned it properly, I would speak Dutch now fluently without a problem.
Ja, natuurlijk, ja.
Yeah. But then I was young then, young and stupid, so...
Oké, okay, terug naar... Back to Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
You discovered her when you were studying in Kaapstad, studying music. Yeah. What were the first... songs or the first memories
first song,
you have?
Yes, of I Joni never Mitchell. Forget. I never forget the first song I ever learned by heart was "Goodbye Pork Pie Hat," and I just thought it was a cool tune. I didn't fully understand what it was all about, and it was only when I really got older and still listening to Joni Mitchell and then realizing that this was a heavy, heavy political song. You know,
it's from our Charles Mingus album.
It's from Charles Mingus album, and she wrote the words to it. But her words are just so... That's the other reason that I'm so in love with Joni Mitchell, because in my opinion, she's one of the best poets of my lifetime. She's an incredible poet, and how she takes her poetry and puts it with music is just magic. It's magical. And, you know, as I got older and understood the way the world works and also had my own experiences in South Africa being black, that's when that song really hit home. That's when I realized what Goodbye Pork Pie Hat was all about. And even a very famous song like, what's the most famous one of Joni Mitchell? Both Sides Now. I just thought it was one of the most beautiful songs, but, you know, As you get older and you experience things in your life, you experience the up and downs of the ups and downs of life, you really get to understand what Both Sides Now is all about. So that's what I love, because I'm still searching. I'm still learning from Joni Mitchell. You know, some of the songs that I've been listening to for the past 15 years have a complete different meaning to me right now. That's why I felt that I was wiser, older and wiser to tackle her now.
You know someone great has come, the sweetest swinging music man had a porky pig hat on, a bright star in a dark age when the bandstands had a thousand ways of refusing a black man. When Lester took him a wife, arm in arm went black and white, and some saw red, and drove them from their hotel bed. Love is never easy, it's short of the hope we have for happiness. Never easy street. Now we are black and white, embracing out in the lunatic New York night. It's very unlikely we'll be driven out of town or be hung in a tree. That's unlikely. Tonight these crowds are dancing in the streets, in the sticky middle of the night, summer serenade of taxi horns and fun arcades, where right or wrong, under neon, every feeling goes on. For you and me, the sidewalk is a history book and a circus, dangerous clowns balancing and wonderful perceptions they have been handed day by day, generations on down. We'll be right back. horns and brakes. Now Charlie's down in Mexico with the killers, so the sidewalk leads us with music to do. Little dancers dancing outside the black bar. There's a sign up on the awning. It says pork pie hat bar. And there's black babies dancing to
prachtige muziek van Charles Mingus, maar het komt uit dat Mingus-album van Joni Mitchell. Het is een keuze, het is een keuzeplaat van Tutu Poane, die we kennen van bij heel veel verschillende projecten. Maar nu doet ze met een jazz-kwartet. Het is een quintet, vijf
ja.
mensen.
Ja.
En een saxofoon erbij, een saxofoon van Tineke Postma, de muziek van Joni Mitchell. We were just saying Joni Mitchell, she's so much. There's politics with Joni Mitchell.
Yes.
There's poetry.
Yes.
But there's also love. How was her love life? She was not easy. Not.
I can imagine.
It's like with Billie Holiday or Sarah Vaughan. It's very blurry and tormented, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, just her whole music is life. Just life from all the aspects of life that life has to bring, you find it in her music, you know. In a way, you can think of her as an activist also, because I think that not everybody has to be an activist. I'm certainly not an activist, but of course I support all the good things in life. I support all the good causes as much as I can, you know. If they ask me to come and sing and raise money for this, I will do it. But Joni Mitchell, in her writing, she was a huge activist. She wrote about life, what was really going on in her surroundings, in her love life. Quite brutally honest also, which is makes you quite vulnerable, but she was brave enough to show her vulnerability as well in her lyric.
Yeah, you say she was. Actually, she's still around.
She still is. Yes, yes, I heard.
Knock on wood, but she's still there. She's still around.
Yeah, I played in the BIM house a while ago, and there was a friend
Amsterdam.
Of hers in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. There was a friend of hers there. And I'm so happy that I didn't know that there was a friend of Joni Mitchell in the audience. I only knew after the concert. And I sat down with her for 2 minutes and I was crying the whole time this woman was talking. It wasn't even Joni Mitchell herself. It was a friend. And I asked, how is she? And she said, yeah, she's walking. She's painting again. And, you know, that makes me feel happy. Like, you know, when we are older and we start going back to doing the things that we really love, then it shows that there is still life there. There is certainly
like
still
almost
life.
Around a year ago, there was this news item that Joni Mitchell would have died or she was dying.
Yeah.
What was the problem? She had a heart attack or what happened?
I cannot believe everything that's written out there today, because we lived in this crazy world mm-hmm. where you just don't know what is real anymore. You know, somebody can just, you know, start a thing on the internet and make it look really good and say Tutu Puan is going to work for Donald Trump. And the next thing you know, everybody believes it. So it's very difficult for me to know what's real and what's not real out there in this world. Yes, I know that she had health problems, that much I know, because I met a personal friend of hers who told me that she, you know, she was walking again. And but I don't know Joni Mitchell personally, so I cannot really answer you truthfully
what happened
or what's going on with her right now.
Before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada, oh Canada, with your face sketched on it twice. I would still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paint. Frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said love is touching souls. Surely you touched mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me.
Vertelt wie Joni Mitchell is. Het is heel moeilijk om dat heel kort te doen, want ze staat voor heel veel verschillende dingen. Ze is een beetje een icoon van een bepaalde periode. Dat hebben we ook even aangehaald. In welke zin is Joni Mitchell dan jazz? Jij komt uit het jazzmilieu. Je muzikanten rondom jou, Tineke Postma, saxofoon, Ewout Pierreux, pianist. Mm-hmm. Dat zijn jazzmensen. Mm-hmm. In hoeverre is Joni Mitchell voor hun bekend materiaal? Or have you introduced Joni Mitchell to them? Or how did that work?
Everybody knows Joni Mitchell. I mean, she's such a strong a force within the music community. I mean, jazz musicians know Joni Mitchell. Pop musicians know Joni Mitchell. Blues musicians know Joni Mitchell. Everybody knows Joni Mitchell because her music was so it touched every human being, no matter what kind of style one was into. You know, she was able to do that, which is truly a remarkable thing, I think.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. Laten we even luisteren naar wat jullie vanmorgen hebben gedaan bij onze collega's van 1 in de zevende dag. En dankjewel, Tutu, om even een beetje jazz te brengen in dat politieke praatprogramma.
Super, dankjewel.
Hier is Tutu Pouane met Black Crow.
Tree to tree, he's black as the highway that's leading me. Now he's diving down to pick up on something shiny. I feel like that black hole flying in a blue sky. I drove to a pontoon plane. I took a plane to a taxi, then a taxi to a train. I've been traveling so long. How am I ever gonna know my home when I see it again? I'm like that crow flying in a blue sky.
Niet de versie van Joni Mitchell, maar de versie die je vandaag hebt kunnen zien en horen. Het was een feest voor de muziekliefhebber in het algemeen. En in het bijzonder voor de Joni Mitchell-liefhebber, of wie Tutu Pouane een beetje kent. De Antwerpse van Zuid-Afrikaanse komaf. We spraken daarnet stukjes en brokjes Nederlands in dit gesprek. Ja, doet een hele tournee nu met repertoire van Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell's songs and lyrics. But what you guys do to it, it's jazz, huh? This is jazz, huh?
I would hope so. Yeah, well, because jazz is home to me. Jazz is where I feel most at home. And we didn't change the music very much, actually. Just the fact that the instrumentation is acoustic instruments, like an upright bass and a flugel piano and and a jazz drummer. It allowed the music to very simply go into the jazz world.
Yeah. But the way you sing it also is not just the lyrics and the text.
Yeah.
In the Joni Mitchell way, you vocalize, you scat, you take lots of liberty.
Well, I'm always inspired by my musicians. I'm always inspired by what's going on around me at that moment. I try to meditate sometimes, but it never works. So I truly believe that when I'm on stage with my musicians and I'm listening, that is really for for me the one place where I'm always in the moment, like truly, truly always in the moment. If there would be a kid crying in the room and I hear it, and if it goes along with what's happening in the music, I might steal that cry from the baby and phrase the cry from the baby, you know? So that's really, for me, that's the one point where I'm truly, honestly in the moment. So my musicians inspire me. When I do a bad gig, it's their fault, actually. Let's put it like that.
And plus, we were trying to make this distinction. We probeerden een beetje een lijn te trekken tussen jazz en pop en Joni Mitchell. En gewone lyrics, A tot Z, of daar vrij mee omgaan. Nu, eigenlijk bij Joni Mitchell liep het ook allemaal door elkaar. Actually, she worked a lot with jazz musicians.
People like
Wayne Shorter.
Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock, those people.
Jaco Pastorius.
Right. She was all into it. Yeah. You have the saxophone player with you, Tineke Postma.
Yeah.
It's her right now. Is she playing the Wayne Shorter way then?
Well, no, nobody can play the Wayne Shorter way but Wayne Shorter. But I had a chance to work with Tineke, and we became very good friends. So when I thought of this project and I heard Wayne Shorter in my ears, I immediately thought of Tineke.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And you're doing a few of the, say, quote unquote, the hits.
Yes.
Like Big Yellow Taxi.
Yeah.
Both Sides Now.
Yes.
Those are songs you do. Do you do the Both Sides Now in the orchestral way like Joni Mitchell did with this big orchestra?
Yeah, that's a difficult one to do because, number one, it's so, so famous. It's very intimate. It's a very... for lack of a better word, it's extremely powerful tune. So you don't want to overdo it, you know, when you cover
it's
a song like that.
It's a kind of tune maybe you would imagine we would hear on our funeral. Like, it's like the end of her life, maybe.
Yeah.
Or the
either
end of
that,
her repertoire.
Well, either that or on your wedding also, you know. So we tried very much not to... not to overdo it. Actually, when we do it in rubato. Helemaal geen tempo, gewoon in rubato. We listen to each other. It's almost like a prayer, you know, like a beautiful prayer. And we try to pay as much respect to the song as possible and not overdo it and not Whitney Houston it you know, because we don't have Vince Mendoza and his orchestra behind us. It's just us, the five of us, you know. So we try to just play it as it is, pay as much respect to it as possible, just one time and leave it. No improvisation in it, just pure, simple, beautiful as it is.
Volgende week brengen jullie het repertoire van Joni Mitchell naar de Stadsschouwburg in Leuven en naar de Roma in Antwerpen. And then... The tour continues
in February. Yes.
Heel veel succes met dit project.
Dank je wel.
En tot gauw.
Ja.
Rows and flows of angel hair. And ice cream castles in the air. And feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. Looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. moons and junes and Ferris wheels. The dizzy dancing way that you feel as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take. And still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. Really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds. I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends, they're acting strange. And they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living. Every day I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life. It's life's illusions that I recall. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
Joni Mitchell met dat orkest onder leiding van Vince Mendoza en Wayne Shorter op sopraansax. Both Sides Now. Een van de favoriete Joni Mitchell songs ook voor Tuto Poane. De Zuid-Afrikaanse Antwerpse is vanaf volgende week, vanaf donderdag op tournee met haar Joni Mitchell Project. Een quintet met Jasper van Hulten, met Clemens van der Veen, Ewout Pierreux en Tineke Postma op saxofoon.
Radio 1.